Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The left fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Wagner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Charlie Wagner. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Finney moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Finney scores. Spence moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Boudreaux moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. Keltner moves to third. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of DiMaggio, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Keltner scores. Weatherly goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Mike Riba now pitching. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Campbell. Peacock reaches second base with a double. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Peacock moves to third. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau has Peacock trapped. There's the throw to Desautels and back over to Boudreau, who tags Peacock for the out. DiMaggio moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath throws the ball into Boudreau, who tags Finney trying to catch an extra base, for the out. DiMaggio scores. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels bunts towards the mound. Riba fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Riba covering. Safe. Keltner moves to second. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Heath moves to third. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Heath scores. Campbell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-4, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Grimes moves to second. It's 6-4, Indians. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Peacock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Peacock reaches second base with a double. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba is 0-for-0 in the game. Riba hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Finney reaches second base with a double. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Finney moves to third. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Peacock and he is out, Doerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Peacock hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mack bunts towards the mound. Ribo fields it and throws to first for the out. Grimes moves to second. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-2 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Ryba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryba is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryba hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to third. Spence moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Ribeau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boudreau moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weatherly bunts towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boudreau moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Keltner scores. Weatherly moves to third. It's 8-4, Indians. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribeau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weatherly scores. Heath moves to second. It's 9-4, Indians. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Grimes bunts towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr catches it. Heath is tagging up. There's the throw, and Heath is out at the plate. That's a double play. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 3 in the game. Desautels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Peacock hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0 for 3 in the game. Bagby hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a fly ball towards right. Finney settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Finney. Boudreau moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Keltner hits a line drive towards third. Tabor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Mike Riba. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Campbell. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Campbell. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Pitlock scores. It's 9-5, Indians. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. DiMaggio moves to third. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DiMaggio scores. 2 outs. It's 9-6, Indians. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.